As they campaign, both Senator Kerry and President Bush have been courting the 7 million Latino voters who are expected to cast ballots in November. Both candidates see immigration as a big issue for these voters, as NPR's Kerry Khan reports.
Both President Bush and John Kerry have made a point of addressing the League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC, the country's oldest Hispanic civil rights organization. President Bush told the group's recent convention in San Antonio that the country's immigration policies need fixing, so people won't have to live in the shadows of society anymore, where they are vulnerable to exploitation.
And this system isn't fair, and it's not right. So I propose reforms that will match willing foreign workers with willing American employers when no Americans can be found to fill the jobs. A system that will grant legal status to temporary workers who are here in the country working. That will increase the number of men and women on the path to American citizenship.
Mr. Bush announced his temporary guest worker proposal last January, but the bill was never brought up in Congress. Since then, he has repeatedly said he does not favor granting citizenship to illegal immigrants. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry, on the other hand, says he does support putting the country's more than 8 million illegal immigrants on a path to citizenship. And during his speech via satellite to the LULAC convention, Kerry pledged to send Congress an immigration reform bill within the first 100 days of his administration.
We will fix our worker visa system so it protects the wages and working conditions of U.S. workers and temporary workers. And as we do all this, we will improve our border security. We'll fix our watch lists and make Mexico a real partner, so that our country is safe from those who'd harm us.
Polls and surveys by major Latino organizations show that immigration is not foremost on the minds of Hispanic voters. It's education, jobs, and the war in Iraq. However, in key southwestern states, strategists are hoping that by focusing on the issue, they can sway enough Latino voters to make a difference in the election.
Hi. My name is Frances. Do you speak English?
No.
Spanish? Yo me llamo Frances, estoy trabajando en la comunidad para registrar más latinos a votar.
In Phoenix, 26-year-old Francisca Galvan spends her weekends in predominantly Latino neighborhoods trying to sign up new voters. Nearly a quarter of all registered voters in Arizona are Hispanic, a state Mr. Bush narrowly won in 2000. While the majority of Hispanic voters are Democrats, Republicans have made substantial gains recently. Mr. Bush won 35% of the Hispanic vote here, as he did across the country. 26-year-old Marcia Torres says in November she'll vote for the president. And she says his immigration stand is one of her top reasons. But more important, she says, is that the president is a Christian and won't support gay marriages. Such responses back up what Republicans like Jose Esparza have been saying for years. Esparza heads the Arizona Latino Republicans. He says President Bush's values are more in tune with Latinos. And Esparza says Mr. Bush's immigration reform plan is winning votes.
He wants to keep families together and wants people to stop living in the shadows. That goes a long way with Latino families, Latino voters, and American voters in general.
But a wild card in both parties' plans for Arizona could be an anti-illegal immigration initiative that is close to qualifying for the November ballot. The proposition, dubbed Protect Arizona Now, or PAN, would require proof of U.S. citizenship when voting and applying for state social services. It's a hot Saturday afternoon in this quiet Phoenix suburb, and Kathy McKee, who's spearheading the PAN effort, is talking to a handful of volunteers in her comfortably cooled home.
The misinformation is staggering. And we've got to stop it, because if we just stick with the facts and the truth, how can anybody want to promote fraud?
At the meeting is Larry Hample, a retired postal worker. He's a Republican who's not happy with the president's immigration policy. And he says the majority of his neighbors in his retirement suburb outside Phoenix aren't either.
Oh, I think Bush is in a lot of trouble because the people out there are very upset with him on this issue. People are really hot. And I don't think he knows he's losing it. And then he gets up there with Kerry and they start talking in Spanish. Come on, you're losing the conservative Republican on that baloney.
Although the initiative has wide support among voters, the Republican Party leadership is trying to distance itself from it. Fearful of a backlash among the same Latino voters, it's trying to woo. Kerry Khan, NPR News.
Thank you.
You can hear the presidential candidate's speeches on immigration and other issues at npr.org.